But as it relates to this machzer of Daf Yomi, as it relates to a raid bite for tonight, so we said that we would talk about the fact that Bepesach Noilad Yitzchak, which is really this week's parsha, Lamoyed Oshev Eilecha Keis Chayu L'Sar Rebein. So maybe we'll talk about that tomorrow. But for today, I thought maybe discuss something else that's in Yonah D'Yoyma. And that is, we had a machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, when the Mabul started. The Pasuk says, V'shna sheish me'er zhano l'chayu noyach, b'chodesh hasheni. Rabbi Yeshua said, chodesh hasheni is chodesh iyer. Rabbi Eliezer said, chodesh hasheni was chodesh marcheshven. And then Rabbi Eliezer even talked a little bit about Chodesh Mar Cheshven. It's Yoim Shemazel Kima Oile Bayoim Umayonois Miskabrim. And the Mabul started when? Started in Chodesh Mar Cheshven. So because we're holding now in Chodesh Mar Cheshven, so maybe just speak out a little bit of raid as it relates to Chodesh Mar Cheshven. That is, the Heilige Bnei Yisoschar in his Mamorim on Chodesh Mar Cheshven, right in the beginning, so he quotes a Psikta Rabasi. It's a Medrash. It's in Psikta Rabasi. It's Parshavav. And the Psikta Rabasi over there mentions that when the Yidden built the Mishkan in the Midbar, the Mishkan was ready. It was all finished, ready to go on Chaf He Kislev. So when did Yidden start building the Mishkan? That was the raid that underpinned the entire Masechta Sukkah. Went from Daf Beis literally to the last daf in the Masechta. That was the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon said, he made a cheshbin in his Pirush on Shir HaShirim, that Yidden started building the Mishkan on Tesvav Tishrei. Tesvav Tishrei, the first day of Sukkot, that's when Yidden started building the Mishkan. He said that when they started building the Mishkan, the Anani HaKovet came back, and that's why we celebrate the Yontav of Sukkot of Zeichel Anani HaKovet, even though the Yidden got the Anani HaKovet when they left Mitzrayim, which was Tesvav Nisan, but the Chazoras Anani HaKovet, they got it back again after they had lost it during the Chet HaEgel, Tesvav Tishrei, and Tesvav Tishrei, when they got the Anani HaKovet back, is when they celebrate the Yontav of Sukkot. But what was the Cheshbon Tesvav Tishrei? Because that's when they started building the Mishkan. So the Yidden started building the Mishkan in Tesvav Tishrei. They were finished by Chaf HaKislev. It was a quick job. By Chaf HaKislev, it took a little more than 2 months, the Mishkan was ready to go. And they wanted to make a Chanukah Mishkan. But the Eibushter came to Moshe and Aharon, and he said, no, it's not ready. Time hasn't come yet. We're going to push off the Chanukah's HaMishkan. And the day was pushed off until Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Vayi b'yom ha'shmini, the 8th day of the Miluim, which Nisan, that was the Yom HaKamas HaMishkan. And the Medrash says that Rosh Chodesh Kislev came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a taina. And he told Eibush, I don't understand. This was supposed to be my month. This was going to be the month of the Chanukah HaMishkan. Why should we have to lose that? If you pushed it off, why? It was supposed to be Chodesh Kislev. Why don't we do it by Bayayim? Why are we pushing it off? And they came with a little bit of a taina. Says the Medrash, Vatishlam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned to Chodesh Kislev and he said, Olai l'shalim loy. You're right. I'm a Bal Chayif, and you'll see I'm going to pay up this Chayif one day. Mashilim le HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when did HaKadosh Baruch Hu pay up the Chayif? It's by the Chanukah's Beis Chashmonai. It happened during Bayis Sheni. It happened a very, very long time later. After the Mishkan had already run its course. And after Bayis Rishon, 410 years, Chorban Bayis Rishon. And then the Yidden were in Bavel for 70 years. And they had a Bayis Sheni. And then in the middle of Tkufas Bayis Sheni, Antiochus, and the whole Hanukkah story happened. And then the Yidden had to be Mechanech, the Beis HaMikdash, the second time. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to pick a day. You know what the day was? It was Chaf HaKislev. Why Chaf HaKislev? Hashem's paying up an old chayv. Because really, Chaf HaKislev was supposed to be the yoim of the Chanukah HaMishkan, and instead of it being the yoim of Chanukah HaMishkan, it ended up being the yoim of Chanukah Bayis Sheni, and it's mevu in the Sfarim that the Ikur Chinuch of Bayis Sheni actually happened on that day. Meaning, even though this was 100 plus years, or even more, into Tkufas Bayis Sheni, but the Ikur Chinuch, the yoim Chanukah HaBayis of Bayis Sheni, really was the Chanukah story, and that happened on Chaf HaKislev, and it's because there's an old chayv where Hashem says, I have to pay up what I did. This is well known. What's not so well known is the Hemshech of this Medrash. The Medrash continues, and the Medrash says that history would repeat itself. And this event where the Mishkan was ready on Chaf HaKislev, but Hashem said, we're pushing off the date, and it's going to be instead of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, but Chaf HaKislev, no worries, I owe you one, alai l'shalem loy. And Vatishlam, the Pasuk says, and it's referring to paying up this chayv, which happened during Bayis Sheni. This happened the second time. It happened by Bayis Rishon. So Shlomo HaMelech builds the Beis HaMikdash, and it took a very long time to build. And then the Pasuk says, and this is a Malachim Aleph, it's Perik Vav, it's Pasuk Lamiches. The Pasuk says that Shlomo HaMelech finally completed building. When did he finish? U'bashana ha'achasre. It was in the 11th year, B'yerach Bul, during the month of Bul, Hu achodesh hashmini. What's Bul? Beis Vav Lamed. It's chodesh hashmini. It's the 8th month. It's Mar Cheshvan. Kol habayis l'chol dvarav u'l'chol mishpatav v'yivneu shevash. It takes 7 years to build. So Shlomo HaMelech starts building in the 4th year of his malchus. We saw those pesukim in the beginning of Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. He finishes it in the 11th year. So it took him 7 years to build. And when did he finish it? It was Bashana ha'achas esrei b'yerach bul, who also known as Chodesh Hashmini. It's known as Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. But we know, if you look at the Psukim, the Chanukas Habayis of the first Beis HaMikdash didn't happen in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. It got pushed off. It got pushed off until Chodesh Tishrei. Think about that. It took 7 years to build the Beis HaMikdash. Ze hayoyim kivinu loy. Nogila v'nismucha, right? This is the day that everybody's waiting for. This is mamish the Groysa. Chanukas Habayis. And it gets pushed off almost a full year. It's ready to go. But it got pushed off for a year. Hashem says, we're not ready yet. It gets pushed off until Chodesh Tishrei. In fact, the Chanukas HaBayis of the first Beis HaMikdash, it overlapped with Yom Kippur. The Yidden didn't fast Yom Kippur that year. It overlapped with Sukkot, and it happened right around that time. But the point is, it didn't happen right away. Says the Medrash, Chodesh Mar Cheshvin came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a taina. Chodesh Mar Cheshvin said, I don't understand. This was supposed to be my month. I'm Mar Cheshvin. This was my big day. We're supposed to have the Chanukas HaBayis. Kadosh Baruch Hu turns to Mar Cheshvan and said the same exact thing that he told the he told Chodesh Kislev, Vatishlam. He said, Olay L'shalim, I'm going to pay up. You're right. You're 100% right. I'm going to pay up. So when is Chodesh Mar Cheshvan going to be paid up? Zok Tehillah Gebnei Yisrael. The Medrash doesn't speak it out, but it's clear that that's what it has to be. It's referring to Bayis Shlishi. And Binyan Bayis Shlishi, the Chanukah of Binyan Bayis Shlishi is going to happen when, said the Heilig Bnei Yisoscha, it's Mavur in this Medrash, it's going to happen in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. That just like the Chanukah HaMishkan was supposed to be Chafei Kislev, it got pushed off to Echad Ben Nisan. Chafei Kislev was owed something. What did it get? It got Bayis Sheni. Bayis Rishon, the same thing happened. It was supposed to be Chodesh Bul, which is Chodesh Hashmini, it's Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. It gets pushed off. Hashem says, Olay L'shalim, and when is it going to be paid off? There's only one more Beis HaMikdash coming, and that's Bayis HaShlishi, which means that Binyan Bayis HaShlishi is going to happen. This means that Binyan Bayis HaShlishi is going to happen during that time. So the Binyan of the third Beis HaMikdash, said the Heilig Bnei Yisachar, is going to happen when? It's going to happen in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. And then the Bnei Yisachar starts talking a little Kabbalistic. He says that if you think about it, we had three chinuchs of the three Beis HaMikdashes. There was Bayis Rishon, Bayis Sheni, and La'asad Lavei B'mher B'yameinu is going to be Bayis Shlishi. The chinuch of Bayis Rishon happened in Chodesh Tishrei. That was the big chinuch. Supposed to be Mar Cheshvan, ended up being in Tishrei. Bayis Sheni happened when? Kislev. That was the Iker one. That's the whole Chanukah story. It happened in Chodesh Kislev. Bayis Shlishi is going to be in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. So the Bnei Yisachar says that there's something that Chodesh Tishrei, Chodesh Kislev, and Chodesh Mar Cheshvan have in common. So you have to know a little bit of Kabbalah to understand this, and above our pay grade. But says the Bnei Yisachar, you know what Tishrei, Kislev, and Mar Cheshvan have in common? So he says you have to have a little bit of Hakdama. And that is, there were 12 Shvatim. 12 Shvatim correspond to the 12 months of the year. The 12 months of the year correspond to the Yud Beis Mazalis. Today's daf. They correspond to Mazal Kima, right? To all the different Mazalis. Says the Bnei Yisachar, how do you know which month? So he says, so if you look in the Midbar, there's a certain Seder. And it goes, the first Shevet that's mentioned is Keneged Nisan. The second is Iyar. The third one is Sivan. And that's how you go 1 through 12. And that's how you know who corresponds to who. So he said that if you look at Chodesh Tishrei, Chodesh Tishrei corresponds to Ephraim. Chodesh Kislev corresponds to Binyamin. And Chodesh Mar Cheshvan corresponds to Menashe. So Tishrei, Kislev, and Mar Cheshvan are Ephraim, Binyamin, and Menashe. What do they have in common? They were all the sons of Rachel Imenu. They were all the sons of Rachel. Ephraim and Menashe came from Yosef, and Binyamin And Binyamin is Binyamin. So they all come from Rachel. It says the Bnei Yisachar that the oimik is that we say Moshivi Akeres Habayis Eim Abonim Semecha Haleluka. And the Svar Makdoshim say that what's the Moshivi Akeres Habayis? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is gonna return the Akeres Habayis. And Akeres Habayis is the Beis HaMikdash, and the Beis HaMikdash is associated with Rachel more so than it is with the other Imais. And that's why the Chinuch, the Hashlamo of the three Bati Mikdashim were in Tishrei Kislev Marcheshvin. It's Ephraim, Binyamin, and Menashe. Because what do they have in common? They're all the sons of Rachel. Then the Bnei Yisachar continues, and he says that we know there were three Bati Mikdashim, and the three Bati Mikdashim correspond to the three Ovis. So on some level, Bayis Rishon is the Bayis of Avram Avinu. Bayis Sheni is Yitzchak, and Bayis Shlishi is Yaakov. So he says, Remez L'davar, we know that each one of the Ovis had their Midah. Chesed L'Avram, Yitzchak is Gvura, it's Midas Adin, and Yaakov is Emes, Titein, Emes L'Yaakov. The Gemara says, in Masech Shabbos, Tavkuf Dalet Amar Aleph, that Emes is made up of Aleph Mem Sof. Aleph is the first letter in the alphabet. Sof is the last letter in the alphabet. And the Mem is the middle. That somehow to the mint, but it's Kiyum. And that's what MS is. Sheker Ein L'Raglayim. But MS is something that's Kushto La'al Makoy. That's something that lasts forever. And that's this idea of MS being an Aleph, a Mem, and a Sof. It's the beginning, it's the middle, and it's the end. We said that which Beis HaMikdash corresponds to Yaakov? It's easy. Yaakov is the third of the Ovis. So it's the third Beis HaMikdash. The third Beis HaMikdash's Chinuch is going to be when? It's going to be in Chodesh Marcheshvin. Chodesh Marcheshvin, the pasuk that we mentioned before, Malachim Aleph, is referred to as Chodesh Bull. Bull is Beis Vav Lamed. Says the Bnei Yisachar Dava Nifla. He says the first letter in the Torah is a Beis. Bereishis Bara Lekim Es Hashamayim Vesa'aretz. He says the last letter in the Torah is a Lamed. Le'enei Kol Yisrael. And the middle letter of the Torah, it's a Gemara. It's a Gemara Masechtes Kedushin Daf Lamed Aleph. The Gemara says Vav de Gichain. The Vav of the word Gichain, that's the midway point. That's literally the midway point of all the letters in the Torah. So he says Bull is the first letter in the Torah. It's the middle letter of the Torah, and it's the last letter of the Torah, because that's the month of Bayis Shlishi. Bayis Shlishi is Kushto, which is La'al Makoy. It's Emes. It's something that's going to be Hoy Hoyvi. It's something that's going to last forever. It's connected Yaakov, who's Emes. Yaakov is Aleph Mem Sof, first letter, middle letter, last letter. Marcheshvin is Chodesh Bul, which is first letter, it's middle letter, and it's last letter. Another one of the Dvarim Neflaim that Bnei Yisachar says, and incidentally, this is a compilation of Bnei Yisachar's in a whole bunch of places. But another one of the Dvarim Neflam that the Bnei Yisachar says is Chazal say Kol Ma'anigas HaShabbos Noisnun Loi Meshalis Liboy. If someone's Ma'anigas HaShabbos, he's Noicha to what? He's Noicha to Meshalis Liboy. We know Chazal also say Kol Ma'anigas HaShabbos Noisnun Loi Nachlo B'li Mitzarim. Loi Kenachlas Avram Shenemar V'loi Kenachlas Yitzchak Shenemar El Kenachlas Yaakov. That it says, Ufarats to Yom of a Kedma of a Tzofoin of a Negva, it's Nachla B'li Mitzorim. So we have two Chazals. If someone's Ma'anagas HaShabbos, Noisn Loi Meshal Yisliboy. And if someone is Ma'anagas HaShabbos, Noisn Loi Nachla B'li Mitzorim. So first of all, what does it mean? He gets the Nachla of Yaakov. Nachla B'li Mitzorim. So he says, you know what it means? Because Chazal say, Il Mole Shomru Shneis Shabbosais. If Klai Yisrael would keep two Shabbosais, the Geula would come. We know we have Avav Toch. It's based on a Gemara. That if Klai Yisrael keeps two Shabbosais, Mashiach is going to come. Meaning the Geula is going to come. Meaning the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built. He says, that's the remez. Kolomanigas HaShabbos Nois Nenloi Nachla B'li Mitzorim. What's the Nachla B'li Mitzorim? It's Nachla's Yaakov. Nachla's Yaakov, that's Bayis Shlishi. Avram is Bayis Rishon. Yitzchak's Bayis Sheni. Yaakov's Bayis Shlishi. And being that it's Bayis Shlishi, that's the Nachla B'li Mitzorim. And he says, that's what the Gemara means. Kol Ma'anagas HaShabbos. Noisnoloi Meshalis Liboy. Liboy Zoysi is Bull, Beis Vav Lamin. And that's the remez to Bayis Shlishi. With the Chinuch of Bayis Shlishi is going to happen when? It's going to happen in the month of Marchesh. But either way, so it's Mavur in the Torah, the Bnei Yisachar. And again, this is from his Ma'amarim in Marcheshvin, right in the beginning. This last piece was from his Ma'amarim on Shabbos, which is Ma'amar Tes. It's also based on Ma'amar Chodshei Kislev Teves, Ma'amar Yudbeis, where he's very Ma'irich in this idea. And that is that Binyan Bayis Shlishi is going to happen in the month of Marcheshvin.